Good morning and aloha. Thank you for the opportunity to share the Dharma with you today. Over the past several months, our nation and our state have been affected by several conflicts, from the shutdown of the federal government to the issue of marriage equality for gay and lesbian couples here in Hawaii. These issues often seem too difficult to resolve because all we see on the news are people on opposing sides arguing and fighting with very little true discussion taking place. When did we fall away from the ideals of American democracy, that of reasoned debate and discourse, and the art of compromise? How did we let our ego selves run amok in such a destructive way? And what lessons can the Dharma provide us in these difficult times? Just yesterday, on October 28th, the Hawaii State Legislature began a special session to deal with the issue of marriage equality. This proposed law will grant same-sex couples all the rights, benefits, protections, and responsibilities that married opposite-sex couples have. This is significant since Hawaii's current civil unions law does not grant federal benefits to same-sex couples. Earlier this year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional parts of the Defense of Marriage Act as unlawfully discriminated against married same-sex couples by prohibiting the federal government from recognizing those marriages and by denying federal rights, benefits, protections, and responsibilities to those couples. The marriage equality law in Hawaii would open up federal benefits to married same-sex couples and treat all couples equally under our laws. The issue of marriage equality is a difficult and emotional one that has strong feelings on all sides. What has been disturbing to see is the often hateful rhetoric used in this debate. Are we able to calmly and rationally discuss difficult issues without resorting to verbal violence? In 2010, the governing body of the Honpo Honganji Mission of Hawaii adopted a resolution supporting equal rights for same-sex couples because we believe that the freedom to marry the person you love is a basic freedom that should not be denied to anyone. Gay and lesbian couples get married for similar reasons as everyone else, to make a lifetime promise of love, commitment, and fidelity to the person that they love. According to our teachings, gender is not what is important, but rather the commitment and respect that all people, regardless of their gender, brings to their relationship that is most essential. After a lengthy and mindful discussion about this issue among our Sangha members, we came to the conclusion that there was nothing in our teachings that would allow us to discriminate based on sexual orientation, that if we truly believe in the universal compassion of Amida Buddha, then all beings are equally embraced without exception. And it was important for us to speak out as a faith community, to share our perspective with the wider community in a respectful and mindful way. This has been a wonderful opportunity for us to share the Dharma with others and help to relieve suffering in the world. I'm proud that our Shin Buddhist community has taken a stand in support of promoting equality and justice in Hawaii. I was truly honored to offer the opening invocation for the Hawaii State House of Representatives as they convened in special session to discuss the issue of marriage equality. I shared with them the following advice from the Dharma on how we should not be blinded by our own limited views on issues and to truly listen with open hearts and minds. In a time of great conflict between many teachers of different traditions and philosophies and religions, the Buddha shared the following story. Once upon a time, in the city of Shravasti, there lived a king. One day, the king instructed a servant to round up in one place a gathering of men who had been blind since birth. "The blind men have been assembled, Your Majesty," said the man. The king further instructed him to introduce an elephant to this group of men, such that each could examine it for himself. "This, sir, is an elephant," the servant said to each of the blind men in turn. But to the first he presented the head of the elephant, to the second the ear, and so in turn to the rest of the blind men he presented the tusk, trunk, body, foot, backside, tail, and tuft of the tail. At this point, the king approached the blind men and asked each of them, "Tell me, sir, what is an elephant like?" Each answered according to his own experience, saying in turn that the elephant was like a pot of water, a basket, a plowshare, a plow pole, a granary, a pillar, a mortar, a pestle, and a broom. These 9 blind men then began to quarrel about the nature of the elephant, each one saying, "The elephant is like this, not like that," and "The elephant is not like that, it is like this." Eventually, they came to blows and began striking one another with their fists. The king, who called them all together, sat back and watched the scene in great amusement. What the king seemed to understand is that extent to which views, beliefs, and opinions in people link directly to our very primitive instinct for defending what belongs to us and attacking what is regarded as belonging to others. It is natural that most issues in life are complex and that people will have different perspectives on them. It is also inevitable that most perspectives will derive from a limited range of experience and are unlikely to embrace the whole picture. It is also understandable that people will express their differences of opinion, engaging in mutual dialogue and debate. However, what is utterly unnecessary is that such differences need to escalate to stabbing each other with verbal daggers, striking each other with fists, or worse. Now, does this story sound familiar to what is happening in our world today? My challenge to everyone who participates in this democracy that we live in is to live with aloha, to understand that at the end of the day, we are all one ohana, one family, one Hawaii, and that our thoughts, our words, and our actions should reflect that profound awareness of that connection we share with each other. So let us engage in vigorous and civil debate, understanding that each of us has only one part of the whole truth. Let us listen with open hearts and minds, and let us always extend compassion and respect to everyone we meet. Please bow your heads and join me for a moment of reflection, and may the words guide you and your work in the days ahead. May all beings enjoy happiness and the root of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the root of suffering. May they not be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. May they dwell in the great equanimity free of passion, aggression, and ignorance. May all beings be happy and well. May they live truly in peace and harmony. Namo Amida Butsu. In trusting in the Buddha of infinite light and life, Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. If we truly lived our teachings, can you imagine how different our world could be? Let us always remember to go to the Dharma for guidance. Mahalo for listening. May the light of great wisdom and compassion embrace and inspire you always. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida.